Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Good evening, radio listeners. This is your host, Pastor Hilton Wells, with the Discipleship Now radio broadcast. I am broadcasting live here from KAYT 88.1, and I have here a guest with me. He's going to be ministering at Rivers of Living Water Church here in Alexandria. That's at 1711 Monroe Street. Again, 1711 Monroe Street. And we're asking everyone to come out. I believe that the Lord will have a word for you on tonight. Our church has just completed a consecration. We've been praying, we've been fasting, believing God for the nation, for our community, both Alexandria and in DeRidder and the state, because there are some things that God wants to do, and we're believing God to do those things. So, but also with Jim Becton coming in, he's actually an apostle. Out of Houston, Texas. He is the founder of Father's Heart Ministry. He's been ministering at our church for probably about the last 4 or 5 years. And every time he comes down, he has a strong apostolic and prophetic word. And I believe he has a right now word for us in this city, in this season. So I'm asking all to come on out and let the Lord bless you. It's going to be at 7 p.m. tonight, 1711 Monroe Street. That's here in Alexandria, again at 7 p.m. Rivers of Living Water Church, 1711 Monroe Street. Now, we want to hear from Apostle Jim Becton today, and he's with us, and I just want to start by introducing him. Apostle Jim Becton, how you doing today?
Good. It's so good to be with you, Pastor Wells, and just glad to be here in the city. Going to be glad to be with the fellowship tonight, and I know the Lord is going to do some wonderful things. So good to be with you today.
Amen. Amen. God blessed on last night. He was with us on 727 North Texas Street in DeRidder. Awesome time in the spirit. Talked about a number of things on an apostolic level, but also some prophecy, words of knowledge went forth. But today I just want to kind of talk a little bit about your ministry. What is an apostle? How does that work? We know in some groups within the body of Christ, we have what's known as the cessation of gifts, meaning that the fivefold ministry is no longer in operation. So we just kind of want to talk about that, see what the scripture says, and talk a little bit about your ministry. So let's start with the Father's Heart. How did you get the name Father's Heart in Houston?
Yes, when we were moving into moving into Houston, I was in relationship with my apostle, who also has a Father's Heart ministry as well in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we were commissioned. There's a special calling about an apostle. It's not a greater gift. It's not a greater ministry than a pastor, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. It's one of the fivefold ministry gifts, as you said. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that many people believe that we have pastors and evangelists and teachers, but that, well, the apostles ended with the last apostle in the Bible, and the prophets, well, you know, those were the Old Testament prophets. But if you read that Ephesians 4:11 and you read on down into verse 12 and 13, it says that these five ministry gifts, including apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, are given for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of their ministry, to the building up of the body of Christ. And then verse 13 says, till we all come into the unity of the faith. So each one of these five ministry gifts are given till we come into that unity of the faith. And I think it's safe to say today that we have not come to the full unity of the faith in the body of Christ. We haven't come to the full measure of the Son of God. We haven't come to the full adult stature of the ministry of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So when we went into Houston, God commissioned us with that to bring and release a sound from the heart of the Father that would begin to call forth the sons of God. Now, what that simply means is God is raising up what I refer to as apostolic companies. Apostolic companies are a regional, translocal ministry of fathers and sons, which includes, of course, includes their spiritual mothers as well, their spiritual daughters. And so when an apostle is sent into a city or to a church or to a region, it is a divine commission, and they're sent by the authority of the one who sends them. So we know that, of course, Christ sends us. That's his sending by the Holy Spirit. But we also know that our ministry gifts are confirmed. Our ministry gifts are recognized by others. And so when there's a what we call a presbytery, or some would call an eldership, lay hands on you and send you, then it doesn't just mean men are sending you. It means the Holy Spirit is sending you through the commission of Jesus Christ. So apostles are messengers, are ambassadors who are sent in to help encourage and strengthen the rest of the body of Christ, the rest of the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, and the prophets. 1 Corinthians 12:28 says God is set in the church, first apostles, second prophets, thirdly teachers. That is not really a hierarchy as much as it is a order of first things first. It's like more of a horizontal than a vertical. They're apostles, and then they do what they're supposed to do, lay foundation. Prophets come right behind that and do the lay their layer of foundation to it. And then teachers teach and explain what the apostles and prophets are doing. And so I think that's a good, when apostles and prophets and teachers can come together in a region, in a city, they can begin to transform, working with pastors and evangelists to see our cities really once again turned upside down. We haven't seen that a whole lot in recent years, where whole cities are turned upside down. I believe that's what apostles and prophets bring in their gift of revelation, in their gift of wisdom and foundation, to help restore and to set things in order. Paul said to Titus in Titus 1:5, he said, I'm leaving you in Crete that you might set in order the things that are lacking and appoint elders in every city. So there's a city eldership. There's a city apostleship. And that has to do with now God maturing the saints and bringing us to the place that we recognize pastors should not be fighting with one another. Churches should not be arguing over doctrine all the time and keep themselves separated. So we see this happening, that those that are hearing, say, the sound of a apostolic voice or a prophetic voice, it brings unity. It brings peace. Now, sometimes it will stir things up to begin with. It will cause some things to be shaken sometimes. But that is just simply to get us out of the old mindset and to get us into a new place where we can hear from the Lord again.
Amen. And that's interesting. It can seem to be new only because as a church, we kind of go through cycles and seasons.
Yes, yes.
So God can bring in something, and maybe as a church, we kind of stray away from it.
That's right.
But then God brings it back in the season. So this is a good season. It's always a good season
yes.
for the church to be in unity. Always
right.
a good season for the church to be in order. So tell us about how did you receive this call as an apostle? Kind of walk us through that.
Yes. You know, one of the things that is true about all the fivefold ministry giftings is they're not something that man can make you.
Right.
Man can't call you to be a pastor, a prophet, an apostle. That is a commission and a calling from Christ Jesus himself.
Right.
Christ gave those gifts. So at the age of 17, I was involved in a car accident. I'd been raised in church, raised in a strong Pentecostal atmosphere, but I had a desire to not only go to college, nothing wrong with that, but I wanted to play ball. I wanted to become a professional football player. And but between my junior and senior year, going to a church youth rally, after that church youth rally, there was a lot of rain that year. A bridge washed out, make a long story short, and our car went down into a 15 feet into a creek bed, or the bridge washed out. And so I was 30 days in a Shreveport, Louisiana hospital. And just as a young man, the Lord Jesus, when I say appeared to me, my face was swollen. I couldn't see physically. I was unconscious for 3 days. But when I came to, I knew in the spirit that the Lord was speaking to my heart and said, I'm calling you and separating you apart unto me. Now, at that time, I didn't understand the terminology, but I knew that he was setting me apart. And as I began then, finishing high school, got involved in ministry school that was not just a biblical school of the Word, but was of the Spirit as well. And it began as a young age. Everywhere I would go, anytime I would begin to minister, even at the age of 20 to 25, older seasoned ministers would begin to say, I recognize something different about you. And even begin to identify that I was called to be an apostle because of the weight of the Word or something that I carried that was able to blend together, to work together with others. I didn't seem to get caught up in that doctrinal mindset of one particular thing.
Well, let me ask you this, though. So what about the mindset that says the apostleship or the grace of the apostolic office ended with the original 12? How do you see that? Do you believe that's the case? Or?
No. Again, I think we have to realize that it's just like any of the doctrine of cessation concerning even the Holy Spirit, there's no more pouring out of the Holy Spirit because of tongues, because that died also with the last apostle, or the apostles that died, they were the only apostles chosen. But there were more than 12 apostles chosen. Now, those are special class of apostles. They're apostles of the Lamb, we call them. But there are another, in fact, we searched it out, there's another like 12 to 14 apostles named in the New Testament. We know Paul, of course, he referred to himself as one born out of due season, and he wasn't a part of that original 12, but he was called an apostle. Barnabas was called an apostle. They began to work together in an apostolic team. Timothy and Titus, there are several places even in the Scripture that names these as an apostle. And the reason why many are confused about that is because we did not have in the restoration of, say, even the baptism of the Holy Spirit, even then many did not go on to pursue and understand that also there are more than just pastors and evangelists and teachers. We know we had it in the Word there. Right. Ephesians 4:11, he gave some apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. So if one of them was not for today, none of them would be.
Right.
But if one of them is, all of them are.
Right.
So that's how I began to study it out. I was the same way. We didn't use the terms there were apostles and prophets. They were just like superintendents and bishops, and they were the ones who oversee the pastors and the evangelists. Really, all we had way back then was a twofold office, the pastor of the church and the evangelist that was traveling.
Right.
But as we come into the restoration, I think once we see that apostles are not some special group. They're not something that they're not someone that nobody else has, or that no one else has an understanding. It's simply that we need to understand the function of an apostle.
Right.
Once we understand the function, then we realize that they're called right alongside the church to help strengthen, encourage, build up, set in order, work with pastors. Many times pastors, as you know, they have you have an apostolic call on your life. True pastors, though, have a real mercy-oriented gift. And so they're concerned just with the sheep. They're concerned with the condition of the sheep. How are you doing? We want to make everybody happy. We want to keep everybody healthy. But sometimes that can get into a place that it causes frustration, and people get bogged down, and there's no direction. You keep having church and keep doing the same thing. Apostles, along with prophets, help to shake up and stir things up to where, okay, let's seek the Lord. Let's find out what he's saying. And then each one of the ministry gifts and their calling in what God does, they do not compete against one another.
That's right.
They complete one another.
That's right.
So apostles are not in competition with pastors. I pastored for many years as well. I yearned when I was a pastor. Even though I had a calling in me that was more, I yearned to have older men or other men come through who I knew had an apostolic or prophetic call, because they would confirm and they would encourage and they would strengthen the church.
And with that being said, what are some of the things tonight that you believe the Lord would have you to share? And I just want to put this plug in, of course. If you're able to come out tonight, 7 o'clock, 1711 Monroe Street, make it out. See what the Lord would have for you. Come out with your faith, come out with your hunger, and let's just pull on the gift. Let's pull on
Amen.
The office. Because one of the things he mentioned about the apostle that's interesting as well is the leadership or the fathering gift of the apostle, developing leaders, bringing alignment,
yes,
helping to bring order, but also the apostle normally operates with a prophetic word. That's
the
level of the prophetic that, that flows.
That's
so
right.
I've seen in this man of God since I was, I don't know, at least 12 years ago. I wasn't, probably about, well, about 14 years ago. I wasn't pastoring then, but he came in, and I remember the word that he gave. He said, there's momentum in you. Now, he said a number of things, but that particular word, it just did something for me
yes,
as a young
yes.